In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So, Michelle and I lived in New York for 3 years while I attended St. Vladimir's Seminary. And during those years, we took many drives into neighboring New Jersey. Returning from New Jersey to New York City on the interstate, and especially in the evening, is an impressive sight. You know, first, it's all freeway, housing, retail, small factories on the New Jersey side, just like any other American city. And then the highway makes this grand swoop, and suddenly you're on a bluff as you approach the George Washington Bridge. And in front of you, immediately in front of you, is the dark Hudson River. And then behind it is New York City in all its splendor. From the far left horizon to the far right and everything in front of you, America's largest city. You can't explain it in words. You have to see it. And once seen, it cannot be unseen. New York City is not something that you can hide. It's over 8 million people. Over 8 million people. More than twice as many as America's next largest. And all their lights and the sounds and the smells and the motion, its vibrance and its energy and its impact cannot be overstated. When you're anywhere near New York City, you see it just glowing against the sky. You can be miles away. When you're close to the city, when you enter the city, you can't help but experience it for all its glories and all of its faults, and on a scale grander than you can imagine. Now today in our gospel, Jesus compares his believers, he compares you to a city like New York City. I wonder if you've ever thought of yourself as being New York City. If I were to ask you, who is the light of the world? You'd most likely answer, Jesus. And you'd be correct. Christ is the light of the world, and he says as much in John's gospel. But if you only answer Jesus, then you're only partly correct. Because also in today's gospel passage, Jesus says this. He says, you are the light of the world. Yes, you. You are the light of the world, not just Christ. And then Jesus adds, he says, you are the light of the world. And then he says, a city perched on a hill cannot be hidden. You are the light of the world, and a city on a hill cannot be hidden. So let's take this in two parts. First, you are the light of the world. Now, Jesus Christ, of course, is the source of all light. But God has placed a measure of his light appropriate to you inside of you. And that light is indelible, and it can never be taken away because it is, after all, divine. It's divine. It can get hidden, maybe. Well, we can add to it. It can get bent, to be sure, but never taken away. That light was first placed in you the moment that you were conceived. Another measure of light is given to you at your baptism. Another measure at your chrismation. You know, that light is given to you repeatedly in the sacraments of the church. And again, it's indelible and it's impossible to lose. The light of God, the light of Christ, the light of the Holy Spirit has been kindled in you like a flame that can't go out. And that light measured to you makes you the wonder that you are. Its source is the divine Son of God, and yours is tailor-made for you. And then when you do good, when you rejoice, when you overcome temptation to sin, when you forgive, when you receive forgiveness, and when you love the people that are so lovable, and when you love the people that maybe aren't so easy to love, and when you use your unique talents both to serve the underprivileged and to strive to be the most wonderful you that you can be, that is the light that Christ has kindled in you just for you. You are the light of the world. Make no mistake about that. And please never, ever forget it. So what about what Jesus says next, the New York City part, that a city perched on a hill cannot be hidden? Now, one layer of meaning is that you don't have to go around drawing attention to yourself when you do good. The light in you is inherently good because it is of God. You don't tamper with it by intentionally drawing attention to yourself. You don't need to. What Jesus is saying is, if it's good, the right people will see, just like they see New York City heading in from New Jersey. The second layer of meaning is a bit of a warning. A city perched on a hill cannot be hidden. Remember what we said about New York City, right? It's over 8 million people, and all the lights and the sounds and the smells and the motion. What Jesus is saying is that you are about as easy to hide as New York City is. In other words, people see what is inside of you. Not only the light that God has kindled, but unfortunately, also the sin we add. You know, the sounds and the smells and the motion of a city are both good and bad, right? You have pizza and bakery on one hand, and then you have garbage and sewers on the other. That's a city, and that's symbolically each of us. Our deeds and our words and our motions are the same as a city. There is the light of Christ in us, and there is brokenness and sin and pain that we've endured also in each one of us. And it can't remain hidden for long. The dark places can't remain hidden for long. You know, having lived in New York for 3 years, here's a fact. Hiding garbage does not make it smell any better. That is a fact. Garbage needs to be swept up and hauled away. You know, the sounds of crying need to be consoled. The voices of anger need to be reconciled. If that's true of a city, how much more true of the depth of your heart. You know, people see what's in us, both good and bad. And here's another part. Fair or not, people will associate what they see in you, they will associate that with Jesus Christ. If you're a believer and you act in a certain way, then that's what Jesus must stand for to an observer. I'm not saying it's fair to Christ, but that's the reality. People will make that association. A city perched on a hill cannot be hidden. People will see it. A believer at work, a believer shopping, a believer among family and friends and neighbors cannot be hidden. The warning then is to sweep up the garbage. Sweep up the garbage. Haul it away. Change how you do business. Soften the voice. Open the hand. Repent of the sin, that the city of your life may be bright. And then the light that God has kindled in you, the light of kindness and patience, the light of peace and of joy and of love, the light that cannot be extinguished, that light will be what remains. And the light will shine to everyone in your circle. A city perched on a hill cannot be hidden. And you, my friend, are that city, because indeed you are the light of the world. Amen.